good afternoon yet again, my friends. Another beautiful Friday afternoon. And here we are together for another episode of Inu All Along on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. once.
When I was little, someone pointed out to me some constellations, but the Big Dipper's all I could see. That brontosaurus must have stood a thousand miles high. That brontosaurus laying on its side.
Hey there. I just had to do a little adjustment. Turns out when you have a hat on with the brim and whatnot, and the mic sits far, far away from your face. And one of the first things that you need to know as a DJ is you got to get right in there, right up to the mic, so everything's good now. How are you? Everything's fine here. We're all fine. How are you? Boring conversation anyway. All right, well, listen, what we just heard is what I'm here to tell you. We just heard from Built to Spill. Built to Spill with Big Dipper, which is my favorite song of theirs because I don't really know that many songs of theirs. All my indie rock friends go crazy for Built to Spill. And while I do really like that song, It's one of the few I know. Built to Spill are playing, that's off of 1994's There's Nothing Wrong with Love. Built to Spill are playing on Saturday the 14th, tomorrow, at the Paradise with Wet Face and Blood Lemon. That sounds like a messy show, doesn't it? Built to Spill, Wet Face, and Blood Lemon. Boy, oh boy, bring some rags. That's what I have to say. Prior to that, we heard a brand new one from Spiritualized. They just came out with an album in the past month or so, much to my surprise. I mean, I'm not that surprised this year because they've been pretty prolific over the years. But, you know, they have every right to take a break. We all have a right to take a break every now and then, even Spiritualized. But that was the A song, subtitled Laid in Your Arms, from their brand new Everything Was Beautiful release. They are churning along. I think they're coming in the fall. I think they're playing at Royale in the fall. We'll have plenty of time to get the details on that. But for now, let's just enjoy the song, shall we? We opened up this show at the top of the hour, speaking of shows, and man, oh man, is there a lot of live music happening, like Kikagaku Moyo, who we heard with Blanket Song off their 2018 album Masana Temples. Kikagaku Moyo also playing tomorrow night in what I believe is their last show in Boston. They are they're wrapping it up, and their announcement online was so sincere. They were like, we think it's time to conclude and we would like to share our music with you one more time, yada yada. Very nice. I don't know if I can get to any of these shows. It's a busy time, but I would love to go to that show. Maybe you would love to also, but it's tomorrow at the Royale, like I said. All right. I have a whole bunch of stuff here to play for you, so I'm not going to keep yammering on as much as is my inclination to do. So keep it tuned in. Here are more good stuff. Thank you. Well, that was a fun set. Didn't you think so? I thought so. I was having fun all the way through. For several reasons. One, because, mostly because I heard from a couple of listeners. Thank you to DJ Ryan D of the Music Savage Show for checking in. And for listener Kayla, I make sure that I have a very strong following among children. You may not realize that, but very popular. Very, very popular. So thanks, guys. Thanks for reaching out. And I wanted to thank the guy last week that I forgot to acknowledge who called up to talk to me about Stevie Ray Vaughan. And he seemed to think that I was the one that had played it. I think he was listening to a different station. But that's okay. We just heard from a band that I forget where they're from, a band called Fun Boy 5 with their song Red Herring from 2018. The herring are running right now. Did you know that? You can join the Mystic River Watershed Association at a herring open house at Horn Pond next Tuesday, the 17th, from 4 to 6 p.m. Pretty exciting stuff. I go down to the Mystic Dam a lot, which is right here in Medford, and you can do all the excitement happens at this time of year, because not only is it getting warm enough for everybody to go jump in the water and put their kayaks and then paddle boards and things out, but all the bird people are there with their giant camera, and they want to tell you everything that they saw. It's like a point of pride, and all these birds are there because the herring are running, hundreds of thousands of them. It's wild. Exciting stuff. And where do you learn about this except in You All Along? Prior to that, we heard from Joe Jackson with Steppin' Out. My God, I love that song so much. He's got so many songs. And that's another artist who I said to myself, man, I will never miss the opportunity to see Joe Jackson when he comes to town. Joe Jackson, that song, by the way, from Night and Day from 1982. Joe Jackson will be gracing us with his presence on Thursday at the Schubert Theater. I don't know if I'll make it. I know I promised myself, but there's, like I said, it's a busy time. Before that, we heard from Jill McCracken. Jill McCracken with a brand new one that came out yesterday. Help Me, Hold Me, Heal Me. From right here in the Boston area. That beautiful single of hers. Jill will be playing also on Thursday. It's all jammed up now, the schedule. Jill will be playing at the Brighton Hall Music Hall with Gatch on Thursday. And I think that's the biggest show that she has headlined. She is a fantastic performer. Throws her all into everything. Great time will be had by all. We opened up that set with Coffin Salesman with Transformation 1 from the Birth of Flies EP from 2020. Coffin Salesman will be playing the excellent Monday Night Series at Charlie's Kitchen with North Star the Wanderer, Bad Idea USA, and Super Down. I stopped in last week or whenever it was. I can't even keep things straight anymore. It's 2 weeks ago, I guess. Saw Major Stars down there. Holy cow! Was that a wild and crazy show? We might even hear some Major Stars just inspired by that. But we have many miles to go before we sleep, and it is already 5:35 here down at the corner of Boston Ave and College Ave. And though I would love to just listen to MFSB here in the background with Cheaper to Keep Her and just chat with you, that's not what we're here for. So, all right, let's get back to the music. Thank you.
I wake up in the morning to look her over. She's already on her phone. I wanna hold her closer, but I just don't dare, 'cause then I know she's gone.
Summertime blues. time.
Thank you.
know who your kids are talking to on the internet? Every day, children are sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
All right. How about that? How about that set? Isn't it great? Want to talk about it? Because I'm going to talk about it. Most recently, we heard one of my favorites from Sonic Youth, Rain on Tin. Oh, Rain on Tin from their 2015 epic Murray Street. What is this? 2022? It's been, how can it be, man? It has been 16 years since I first saw them play that song at a right around this time of year at a big benefit at Smith College, at the Academy of Music Theater, Northampton, rather. And yeah, fantastic. Wall of guitars along the front of the stage. Prior to that, we heard from Major Stars, as I predicted we might, who I saw a couple of Mondays ago at Charlie's, and holy cow, are they still tearing it up. Just like one of the most all-out, just turned up to 15 rock and roll blasts you'll ever see. If you have a chance to see Major Stars, go out and do it, especially in a little room like that. Before that, we heard from The Who with Summertime Blues, the Eddie Cochran legendary hit off of 1970s Live at Leeds. Believe it or not, The Who are playing. Let's just have everybody play in the same week, shall we? The Who are playing on Wednesday at the TD Garden. Another one of the shows, like, how many chances are you going to get? Well, how much time do you have? How much money? We opened up that set with Alternate Weekends, my friend Charlie's band, Charlie and all those guys. That song, first of all, was Spinning Out of Control. That was off of the Parallel Sessions release from 2018. Those guys will be among the hundreds of bands playing at Porch Fest in Somerville tomorrow from 12 to 6. They will be playing 37 Marion Street in Somerville from 4 to 6. If you haven't been to Porch Fest, download the guide. It's a wave of music, 2 hours in one part of Somerville, 2 hours in the middle, and then 2 hours down in like the East End. Incredible. It's like Mardi Gras in Somerville. And if you haven't been, well, you just owe it to yourself to get down there. It is also an excuse for my announcement that Alternate Weekends is also going to be the format of this show going ahead through the summer here of 2022. I am going to give myself a little bit of a break. As I said, everyone deserves a break. Go to Alternate Fridays. So there will be no show next week, but I will be back the week after with more stuff. I will be tanned, rested, and ready. Will you? I'll see you then here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. Stay tuned for more Freeform Delights.
I'll be over.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-8255. 9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Good evening.